Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there are a lot of reasons kids give for not wanting to go to bed, but not wanting to see the lady in their room really isn't one you want to hear.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We sure do like to hear your real ghost stories, so if you have one, share one. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon's here today. Hey, you.
Well, hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl, hey. It's going good, actually. I mean, kind of. Well,
I was just thinking about not wanting to go to bed because it would be scary. Have you ever had that happen?
That I didn't want to go to bed because of the lady in the room?
Well, or just because it was scary in there, you'd had a scary experience. Like just the other day, I had a situation in my bedroom where something had crashed and whatever, and it scared me and it felt like it wasn't right. And then like the next night, I kept going, okay, I need to go to bed, but I really don't want to go to my bedroom. Mm-hmm. I need to go to bed, but I really don't want to go. You know, I kind of had to talk myself into going there. So I get it. And as a kid, you know, when we'd have to go to bed, it was kind of like we'd all go and then everybody run up the stairs really fast and get into your room.
Well, that one time when you went to California and I was in your apartment, but that was the time 3 nights in a row, something woke me up at, I think it was 4 a.m. on the nose. The first night it happened, scary, but it was the second night I was kind of like, I hope this doesn't happen. The third night, I felt like that. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't want to go to bed because that's going to happen. And what if it happens? And then you just lay there and you can't fall asleep. And eventually you do. And then it happens. And it's like, God. I think if I hadn't planned on leaving that day that I did and would have had to stay there one more night in that apartment, I would have left. I would have had to get a hotel or I'd gone home a day early or whatever.
You know, I don't know. See, now I lived there a long time and I stayed many, 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 many nights by myself there. I lived there about 5 years.
But something was trying to haunt me. Mm-hmm. It was like, because Chris, your son was staying there too. He was in the other room and he didn't ever hear it. So whatever it was for me, mm-hmm. and it was trying to scare me, and it did it. Mm-hmm. it did a really good job. I should have like said, hey, hats off. You've done it. I'm leaving now. You've run me out. But yeah, it was just so creepy.
Yeah. So I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, when something is scary and you don't want to go there.
Oh my God, especially if you're a little kid and you've got some lady in your room.
Exactly. Okay, well, tell me the story. Well,
let me hit this little music. There we go. So it says, a couple of years ago, my wife, Yvonne, or Wyvonne, I'm going to call her Yvonne.
Okay.
Because Wyvonne reminds me of Pee Wee Herman.
I've heard of Yvonne.
Should we go Yvonne?
Yvonne?
Let's go. Let's try it. So a couple of years ago, my now wife, Yvonne. My stepson Ethan and I moved into a home in the Forest Hill area of Newark, New Jersey. Forest Hill is known for its mansion-like homes and used to be an area where many celebrities once lived. We moved into this 7-bedroom home with my wife's brother and cousin and their significant others. Our little Ethan was the only child in the home of 6 adults. At first, this home was the epitome of any home I'd ever dreamt of living in. There was such beautiful character to it. We couldn't have been happier to all be there, and Yvonne and I at the same time found it to be the perfect living situation while we were in the midst of planning our wedding. However, there's always a but in these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all going great until, however. About a month in, things started to change. Most of the change was between her and me. We began drifting apart, arguing all the time, and couldn't stand to be next to one another. And it got to the point where we had called off the wedding altogether. That was just the beginning of it. There were a number of incidents where any one of us in the house would see shadows cross a room in the corner of our eyes. There were a few times I can recall something went dashing up the stairs. At first, I thought it might have been my brother-in-law's cat, but I'd see this thing scurry up and notice that the cat would be in the same room as me. It gives me chills just thinking about it. Much of it went ignored until one day I woke up early and I noticed something strange on the ceiling of her bedroom. Yvonne had gotten up shortly after and began telling me about a dream she had, but stopped when she noticed I'd been concentrating on the ceiling. I asked her to hand me my glasses, which she'd set down on her nightstand the night before after I'd fallen asleep with them on. The moment I put them on, I realized I definitely was not seeing things. We'd already been in this house for a few months by that time, and not once did I ever wake up to something like this. But it was a face on our ceiling, and it was looking right down at the two of us. I asked Yvonne to look up and tell me if she saw the same, and she said no at first, but I'd asked her to put on her glasses and to scooch a little more towards me. "Oh my God," she yelled. "What is that? That's never been there before." I grabbed my phone to snap a picture of it. We ran downstairs to show everyone else, and they too were freaked out. But we never saw it again after that day. The tension between Yvonne and I began to subside towards the end of that year, and we decided that it may have been because whatever was in the house was affecting us. Apart from the shadows, we were the only ones being affected by any of it emotionally. So with that in mind, we began planning our wedding again. Winter had approached, and we noticed that the house was very well heated considering how big it was. All rooms were generally hot enough where we would need to crack a window to allow for some circulation of cooler air. Ethan had just turned 4 by this time and was gearing up for pre-K. Anyway, there were a few nights when he'd come knocking on our bedroom door in the middle of the night crying because he'd wet the bed. Yvonne took care of his wet clothes and I would clean him up while I changed out his linens. There was, however, one thing I noticed about his room. It was always cold in the middle of the night, which we had officially put down as the reason for his bedwetting. We didn't know how to handle this situation because we'd had the heater checked. It was in perfect working order. We put him in warm pajamas every night, bundled him with our blankets just to keep him warm. We even had resorted to him sleeping in our room to see if there was a difference. In our room, he didn't wet the bed. However, in his room, even with his sweating profusely from being bundled up, he'd still wet the bed. He slept with us for a while until Yvonne and I bought him a TV for Christmas. He found himself enjoying his little room more and would often fall asleep while watching a movie. His room had warmed up a bit as well, so there was less bedwetting. After the new year, Ethan woke up in the middle of the night screaming and crying. Yvonne and I and her cousin, whose bedroom was also on the second floor with us, ran out to check on him. He was almost inconsolable. All he kept saying over and over was, "I'm scared, I'm just scared, I'm scared." We tried to get him to tell us what scared him, but he wouldn't. So Yvonne rocked him back and forth, saying he only had a bad dream. She opted to sleep in the room with him and her cousin, and I retreated back to our room. The next morning, I asked Ethan if he remembered anything from last night. He immediately went quiet and nodded yes. I could tell he didn't want to talk about it, so I let it go. These nightmares seemed to occur weekly, and the bedwetting started back up despite how warm it was in the room. On one occasion, Yvonne and I had gestured to Ethan to go upstairs and get ready for bed, and we'd meet him up there and tuck him in. He made it to the first landing of the stairs and turned back around. We looked at him, and we could see he was upset. Pinching his lip, he said, "I don't want to go there by myself." And I asked him, "Why? What's wrong?" He replied, "There's a lady up there." All of us rushed out of the kitchen to see what he was talking about, but of course we saw nothing. However, his room was cold again, and this time even the men in the house had felt it. Yvonne and I took him into our room, put the TV on for him to watch until he fell asleep, and we monitored him periodically. These sort of events kept taking place and was coming more apparent to everyone in the house, but it all seemed to focus on Ethan. Yvonne's cousin was looking after Ethan as well as her own three-month-old. She'd put both boys in our bedroom while she took a moment to organize the baby's drawers and closet, as she still hadn't gone through everything he'd received between the baby shower and Christmas. She checked on them periodically, and Ethan was quietly laying on the bed watching Mickey Mouse Club, and little Nicholas laid on the bed next to him. She picked up Nicholas to bring him back to her own room for feeding. Shortly after, she heard Ethan saying, "Stop! Stop, Nicholas! You're pulling my shirt!" She walked over to the room and could still see Ethan shooing away something. She popped her head in and asked, "Ethan, what's wrong?" "Nicholas keeps pulling my shirt." "Ethan, I'm holding Nicholas." "Oh." And then he quietly turned around and continued watching TV. Yvonne's cousin kept quiet about it, but made sure to let us know when we got home. She was a bit shaken by it, as we were naturally. It wasn't long after that Yvonne, Ethan, and myself moved out of the house, as Yvonne and I had gotten married and we found our own place. Since moving, we've experienced no tension between the two of us. Ethan no longer has nightmares or accidents in the night. The atmosphere around us was warm and lighter. We truly feel the difference. We'd made a couple of trips back to the house later that year to pop in and say hi to everyone. We'd learned from my sister-in-law that before the two previous owners, there was a pastor of some sort who occupied the home. He would hold retreats at the house for his parishioners and used a form of prayer to release their inner demons, if you will. This was the closest we could get to an explanation of the strange occurrences within the house. I'm sure there's much more to the history of the home, but we've never been able to find anything. Needless to say, whatever it was, it made a connection with our little family. Not sure if it was because of our soon-to-be marriage or if it was because we had a little one, but we couldn't be more thrilled to be out of there and living our happily ever after. That's from Sam. That would be, I get it. You know, when you live in a place like that and you feel that kind of tension and negativity and just bad energy like that, then you go someplace normal and you don't feel it. It's just like this huge weight's lifted off of you.
Well, there's people from the family still living there, apparently.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And there seemed to be a little bit of history, but they didn't say whether they were experiencing anything.
At one point, he kind of alluded to it about, I don't know where it is because it's kind of a long story, but other people had kind of been picking up on it, but didn't. It was only like one sentence.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say like what happened to anybody else. And really what happened to them, you know, there was a weird face on the ceiling thing. I mean, that would bother me.
Well, and that was, I thought was interesting because did it just go away?
Sounds like it.
Did they sit there and watch it until it just disappeared?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they got up and then they went back
and
looked
later. Or was it still up there when they ran out of the room to show everybody? I'm assuming it just kind of disappeared.
I don't know. Although the other night I was on Instagram lying in bed and there was this thing where like you have to stare at it for a long time. And it was like kind of vibrant colors. And then you look and then it says, and the guy's like, keep staring at it, keep staring at it, keep staring at it. Okay, now look at your ceiling. And I looked up and it's Amy Winehouse.
What?
Yeah, it's the coolest thing ever. I'll send it to you. So
Amy Winehouse.
You know how sometimes you look at a light or you look at something and then you kind of see this sort of impression of something?
It's kind of like an after kind of image. Yeah, I know that, you know, lights will do that to you, or certain colors have an after effect. Like if you look intensely at some red for a few seconds, then you look away, you still see the red.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe something like that could have happened.
But
I
Amy Winehouse, that's a whole nother thing.
It's pretty cool. I sent it to your daughter. I'm like, do this. She's like, oh my God, it worked. But it, so I don't know if that was paranormal or not, but it sounds like primarily, you know, they had some bad energy. They were picking up on bad energy in the home. It was affecting their relationship. But then, you know, with, and I hate to be the person who doesn't believe a four-year-old, but, you know, you do have to say, well, could it be his imagination? But when you factor in it's really cold in his room, he's wetting the bed, he doesn't do that any other place.
And he seems happy now.
Yeah.
Out of there.
So I think, you know, I don't think with a child you can immediately go, obviously that's paranormal. But I think you could, I don't know, I think, kind of keep it in the back of your mind.
But and I do think children are often more receptive to paranormal than adults. And so, you know, he might have been, you know, seeing things that other people, you know, nobody else was really seeing. They might have been kind of feeling a strange vibe, but he might have actually been seeing it.
And especially so when the poor kid's guy. Like, yeah, when your kid's like, there's a lady in my room.
Oh, I feel so bad for him. But I, you know, especially since they've left and he's doing well, it makes me think that this was for real, you know, something.
Yeah. But the house sounded super cool.
Yeah.
You know, seven bedrooms, this nice big house. It sounds kind of fun living with a bunch of your friends until it's haunted and then what the hell?
Until all hell breaks loose. And I mean, really, all hell
literally
breaks loose.
Well, yeah. Here is our next story. And it says, hi, all. Over the years, I've come to learn that I am very sensitive to a host of things, from dream premonitions to unwanted visitors. Is that like people knocking at your door trying to sell you stuff?
Yeah, I've had a few of those.
I didn't realize how much it happens till I started working from home. It all started at a very young age. Oh, and by the way, none of them are paranormal. It's actually people trying to sell me stuff. It all started at a very young age for me. However, one of the events that stands out most in my mind was about 7 years ago in college. I should mention some backstory to this. I was living with my mother and her husband at the time, and my room had a closet with no closet doors. My mom thought it would be a great idea to put a pop-up canvas closet inside the closet in my room. It was a rather sturdy, though poorly engineered closet. The bar to hang your clothing was too close to the shelf inside, so getting something to hang was very difficult. I would have to turn the hanger sideways to get it to fit in the tight space between the bar and the shelf. Needless to say, it took a little time and frustration hanging things.
Yeah.
Eventually, I managed to fill the entire bar with all of my hangers and clothes. Well, that's good because I
Well, those are one of those things that you see in the store and it looks like it's going to work great until you get home and you realize, you know, it doesn't fit the clothes or whatever. He's, you know.
I would have just given up. I'd be like, fine, I'll fold absolutely everything. One night, very shortly after we had put the closet together, while lying in bed with the lights off, I'd been talking on the phone. It must have been around 2:30 or 3 a.m. when I got off the call. I put the phone away, turned around to face the window with my back to the closet. About 5 minutes had gone by before I heard an extremely loud crash. I couldn't exactly identify the noise, and I waited a moment to get up. I think I would have just jumped out of bed. It was scared the crap out of me. I reached to turn on the lights, and when I turned around, all of my hangers, with the clothing still attached, had been taken off the bar in my pop-up closet and laid out very neatly on the floor below. There was one remaining hanger in which I had hung nothing on, and it was swinging back and forth mysteriously. It is important to note that my closet was perfectly intact. Nothing had changed about it besides the hangers being removed. Almost sounds like it would have fallen over, but it didn't.
That's
everything
pretty
came
weird.
Out of it. I was beside myself. I ran into my mother's bedroom, dragged her out of bed to show her what had happened. I didn't even have to say much, considering she had helped me put the closet together. She knew how difficult it was to remove one hanger, let alone all of them at once. She couldn't believe it and knew right away it was paranormal. The noise of the crash didn't make sense either when you look down to see that all of the hangers were laid down on top of one another so very neatly. Whatever it was, it didn't enjoy the idea of a pop-up closet. I've had other occurrences with my closet and have come to learn it likes to stay open. Ashley. Okay, well, here's what I have to say. If you've figured out a way to live harmoniously with that closet, don't mess with the thing.
Leave the doors open.
Leave it. Whatever it's doing right now, just leave it. Now, I don't know if she ever tried to hang her clothes up again. Just said, I've come to learn it likes to stay open. So maybe she can put her clothes in it, and maybe it's some kind of closet where you like zip it. If it's canvas, I don't know. I don't quite have a
vision. I'm not quite sure. I have my head around exactly what this looks like. But when she said there was this crash, and then what she saw, you know, I immediately thought, well, that wouldn't be a crash. You know, because clothing is soft. It wouldn't have that kind of large crashing noise. And then later she said the crash didn't make sense with what was there.
No, it doesn't make sense. Now, maybe...
That's really interesting.
Maybe did... I mean, you do have clothing moving mysteriously in your closet. Could it have hit something else in the closet, maybe?
I don't know.
Seems possible, I guess.
Though, you know, there have been, and it's actually happened to me, I'm sure it's happened to many other people out there listening, is that I've heard a crash and cannot find anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's happened to me.
You know, and it was loud. The dogs jumped. Everybody's looking, and I'm searching all over the house, and it sounded like a china hutch fell.
Maybe it was the... So whatever it was, took the clothes out, and obviously she did not hear that. And then
laid them all down, right?
Yeah, to get her attention, it was like, boom!
Yeah, and then I'd crash on the way out the door just to get you going.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of creepy, ain't it?
That's super creepy.
Once again, one more reason to not like a closet. So if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. You can call it in. It's 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get commercial-free versions of the show with advance episodes and access to the archive. Just become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.